Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is July the 22nd. Right now it's 12:15 p.m. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I want to talk about why traveling is so awesome. I love traveling. I'm addicted to traveling. I can't live without it. First, before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email and subscribe to this podcast via email. Then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher you might be using to reach us. You can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to send some suggestion or comment. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to hear your suggestions as well for the future podcasts, for the future episodes, I mean. All right, so today I'm going to talk about traveling. Traveling is certainly more than a hobby for me. More than a passion, it's something I'm simply addicted to. I can't live without traveling, and maybe that's why I teach English. Maybe it's related to the fact that when you travel, especially when you travel abroad, you have to speak foreign languages. So I speak only Portuguese and English. Portuguese, which is my native language. English, so I teach English, and I speak a little Spanish. I'm quite okay in the speaking, but I'm not very good at writing in Spanish. But anyway, I want to talk today a little bit about traveling and why it's so awesome, why so many people like traveling and the advantages of traveling. Well, in my opinion, traveling is essential, for the human being. Traveling helps you develop your cultural awareness. That means that you learn more about different cultures. And in this case here, when we talk about cultural awareness, if you travel alone, it's even better. Because then when you travel alone, you are alert all the time. You're paying attention to what people are doing and how they are doing different things. So you end up acquiring a lot more. You end up learning a lot more. And when you are with friends or family, sometimes you simply switch off and you end up doing things automatically. Or especially if you don't speak the local language, then you end up not paying much attention to what's happening around you. But anyway, I think traveling in any case is really great. Yeah, if you don't have the opportunity to travel alone, or if you feel, or if you are afraid of traveling alone, well, then travel with your friends or family. That's going to be awesome as well. Yeah? Anyway, traveling alone. The point I wanted to make here is that traveling alone, you end up learning a lot more. Okay, moving on, the second advantage of traveling, if I can say that there are advantages, because traveling only has advantages, in my opinion. So another advantage or good point about traveling is that when you travel, you meet interesting people. And I don't know if this is just because you meet people from different places and different cultures, or if it also has to do with the fact that when you're traveling, you end up meeting people by chance. You don't choose a location to go and meet people. You're traveling and you're doing the things you normally do when you travel. You go sightseeing. You go to, I don't know, to different tourist locations or attractions, and you know, you're just walking around and you meet people, and I don't know if they're interesting just because you meet them by chance, but maybe it has a connection, you know, because when you in your everyday life, you end up meeting people at work or when you go to college, or, you know, and these are people who have a lot in common with you. And sometimes meeting different people is also interesting. Another point about another good thing about traveling is that when you are learning a foreign language, you can learn the language in context, or I mean in a real context. And this is not only for English, but even if you're traveling in a country where people don't speak English or they speak another language, you will see how fun it is to learn some words, especially if you learn the words in the right context, you end up never forgetting. I remember words from German, from Italian, that I will never forget because I learned them in a real context. And this makes all the difference, you know. Another good point, another advantage of traveling is trying different things. And here I'm not only talking about food and drinks, but I'm also talking about trying different ways of doing things, or even different means of transport. For instance, in Europe, there are lots of cities where you can use trams. I found that so interesting. So using different means of transport, doing things in different ways, following different rules, that can really open your mind, I think. And, well, of course, eating different food and trying different drinks, that's also awesome, that's great. Yeah? So these are some of the things that I think you gain from traveling experiences. Not to mention a bunch of other things, I made a list, a short list of four items. So again, just to recap, developing your cultural awareness, meeting interesting people, learning language in context, and trying different things. Now I want to talk about what traveling experiences can bring to you. What I mean here can bring to you, I mean what you can not only gain from, but what traveling experiences can, what contribution traveling experiences can make so as to make you a better person, you know. So one of the things that I think you gain from traveling experiences, or from traveling in general, is, of course, not after one or two trips, but after you have traveled quite a bit, it will increase your self-esteem. So traveling increases your self-esteem and your confidence to speak another language, a foreign language especially. You know? So it increases your self-esteem and it increases your confidence to speak a foreign language. Why? Because when you're using a foreign language in context and you are, you know, reaching your objective, you are doing things and you are feeling rewarded after you have done things, that really increases your confidence, in my opinion. Another thing is that traveling experiences, if you have a lot of travel experience, this can teach you how to respect other cultures. Because like when I, in the first part, I talked about developing your cultural awareness, this is related, that they are basically the same thing in a way. But it teaches you how to respect other cultures, and more than that, to understand your own culture more deeply. Because then when you see things done in a different way, and you see, and you try to understand why people do things in a different way, then you end up learning why things happen in specific ways in your culture or in your country. One more thing is that traveling helps you deconstruct stereotypes. I think it's awful when you simply take for granted stereotypes that you've heard other people talking about. Like if you think about Italian people are loud, or I don't know, the British are cold, they are, they don't care about tourists. In so a lot of people say things. They create stereotypes, and not always these stereotypes apply to every single individual in that society, you know. So I think it's important to have the chance to reinterpret stereotypes and to understand them your way, you know, to understand stereotypes and why the stereotypes are the way they are. Yeah, because sometimes if you travel to a place and you see how things really are over there, you end up, you know, creating or reinterpreting the stereotype, and that makes you more confident as well to speak about that culture and that experience. One last thing I would like to mention here is that that you can gain from traveling experiences is it makes you more flexible and sociable. And then, obviously, consequently, it makes you a more interesting person. Because when you travel a lot, you end up, you know, having a lot of different experiences, going to exotic places, trying different dishes, trying and doing different things that really are memorable things that you will never forget. So if you are chatting with friends, traveling will make you a much more interesting person because of that, because all the experiences you will gain from... Oh, that's my next student arriving. Okay, I'll have to... This is it for today. Let me just open the door here. So remember, you can visit the webpage for this podcast at pod.followenglish.com.br, and you can send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. I hope you enjoyed. Please send your feedback by email if you want, and I hope you're learning something. Thank you very much. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.